In 1976, at a blind tasting in Paris, California wines, both red and white, bested French Bordeaux and Burgundies. It shocked the French, and it brought respect to California winemakers. In 2004, a similar event called the Berlin Tasting brought new respect to Chilean wines. And now a Chilean vintner has recreated the Berlin Tasting, gambling that his wines will win big. NPR's Margot Adler reports from Manhattan.
I'm on the 36th floor of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. Some of the nation's best wine reviewers, importers, and retailers are sitting at some 50 tables. Each has 10 glasses filled with red wine. Five of the wines are Chilean, the rest are French, Italian, or from California. All are 2006. That's all anyone knows. There's water and crackers and a cup to spit out the wine if you don't plan to drink it all. I'm sitting next to Leslie Gewirtz, a reporter for Reuters.
Everyone's being very serious.
Yeah.
Everyone's taking notes. We're all swirling our glasses, sniffing.
It's very quiet. I hear a curious sound from the person on my right.
They're chewing the wine. They're trying to extract every note that they can from it.
Eduardo Chadwick of the Arrazzeria Winery says before the Berlin tasting of 2004, Chile had no recognition.
I was traveling around the world trying to say, to convince the audience that Chile had quality, and it was very difficult.
Chadwick says when he did the Berlin tasting, he would have been happy to come in anywhere in the top five. Chilean wines came in first and second, ahead of Chateau Lafite and Chateau Margaux.
So this was like the Berlin Wall fall down.
But can Chile repeat this again and again? Michael Yurch, president of Sherry Lehman, one of New York's finest wine stores, has just marked his choices.
I like number six. I think it's a French wine or a Napa Cabernet, one or the other. I don't think it's Chilean. I'm just guessing.
It turns out to be Opus 1 from California. Yurch and several others tell me they can tell which five wines are Chilean. I don't have a clue. Yurch says some of the tasters have traveled long distances to be here.
This is a splendid panel, and it speaks to the quality of the wines offered.
After the votes are in, members of the panel describe each wine. Stephen Spurrier of Decanter magazine describes wine number 3.
Fine, deep, slightly smoky black fruit nose, broad yet contained fruits, quite a rich sweetness on the palate. But
I didn't experience half of that. At the end, the Chilean wine Kai by Arrazzeria comes in first, followed by Opus 1 from California and Chateau Aubryon from France. Leslie Gewirtz of Reuters says this sure beats covering courts or cops.
Today we're tasting wines, the 2006s on the French, the Lafites. They went for well over $400 a bottle. There's no way you and I could afford this.
So there we were, tasting expensive wines and spitting most of them into a little plastic cup. After all, we had to go back to work. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And just in case you're curious, that pricey bottle of Lafite, it landed in fifth place. And for a first place bottle of Kai 2006, you can pick that one up for around $80.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.